from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, if you were ever homesick and you say ever heard the term, and as the world turns, but the world sometimes turns like a bike wheel, and I turn around in circles a lot, because you know, it's time for Sleep With Me podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix Sleep Quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. And I also want to thank Chris Posey Posterson for Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode. Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. Jonathan Mann, the Mystery Bard, on music. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. Podcast is on those smart speakers on TuneIn, so make sure if you got a smart speaker, it's a great way to set a sleep timer and listen to the show. And what, listeners have their own Facebook group, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods. NODS will get you there. I want to thank Stacey, Lauren, Keith, Julie, and Jennifer, and Summer, and Sarah, and let's get on with the show. All right. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast. It's here to put you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts and thinking. My brain just started thinking right when I was in the middle of that sentence. Like physical sensations, emotional things, distractions, mind moving. Hopefully no mind melding. Maybe we'll talk about that because I don't even know what that really means. But whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. I'm going to try to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to smooth it. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. And I'm going to say, safe place. Just like it was the 80s. You know, but whether you're 80 or your name's incorrectly said by me, BB88, who will be returning to the screen soon, I believe. I'm glad you're here. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. If you're new... Oh, what am I do? I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, comforting presence if I can provide that. I'll be here. I'll be here to keep you company while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, here's the structure of the show. First 6 minutes are business. It's a sleep podcast, so we got to put them up front. If you're new, not super important. If you're a regular listener, please remember how you want to support the show when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow. Sponsors are spreading the word or supporting us on Patreon. Those are the most efficient ways. And so that's the first 6 minutes. Then we have an intro, which we've just begun. That's usually about 12 to 14 to 17 to 11 minutes. And usually I try to create a metaphor. Sometimes I overuse alliteration. Tonight will be a perfect opportunity because I try to create a metaphor to describe what the podcast is. And, you know, tonight I might be using mind melding and mentalists because I don't know if I've talked about any of that in the intro before. And I, you know, it's a subject my mind can barely scratch the surface of. But I'm glad you're here. I said that already. Thanks, brain. My brain likes to remind me, like, but I'm here to create a safe place so, you know, we can make mistakes, by the way, brain. Glad you're here, brain. I wouldn't be here without you. Ba-doom. Little inside joke between me and my brain. It's not a joke. My brain just said, I wouldn't be here without my brain. Of course, I'm relying on you. Oh, boy. I mean, I'm so lucky to have a brain that overthinks. Okay, save the sarcasm for, my limbic system. Totally. Yeah, I don't like it. Like, I'm told, don't go somatic on me, brain, whatever that. Oh, that's the is that the limbic system? Please, brain, tell me more. That was sarcasm. I got to get out of my brain. So, anyway, so it's the intro, and it's kind of to set the mood. If you're new, it's to kind of welcome you. Some people skip the intro, some people fall asleep during the intro. People call their pets during the intro. People do lotion, lotion application, pillow placement, adjusting, making sure the top's on your water, your lights are shutting out, whatever it is. That's what the intro's here for. It's for prepping or for falling asleep. You can't really misuse the intro. Then there'll be a story portion of the show. Tonight we're going to be covering the Fearless Flyer, This Summer in Fearless Flyers, maybe, or I think, in explaining what Trader Joe's is, and then, you know, me carping, as they say, about how Trader Joe's doesn't sponsor the podcast, and why would they when I just give them free advertising and spend all my money there? Yeah. You know, and why do I make this podcast? I had trouble falling asleep, believe it or not. But if you're new, you're also under no pressure to fall asleep, and you're under no pressure to listen. I'll be here to keep you company. This podcast doesn't actually put you to sleep. It's here as a companion while you drift off. I'll be here at your side or at the foot of your bed or across the room, you know, keeping company. And as you drift off, I'm here just to distract you. I'm here in a service role. And if you want, I could even, you know, if it helps, you could picture me pet, curled up like a pet on the ground in a roll, you know, rolled up like a puppy. Actually, I think regular dogs are better curling up in balls than puppies. Puppies do more lounging. So that's the intro, then the story, then there's some thank yous at the end. So you shouldn't feel any pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for an hour. There are a percentage of listeners that don't fall asleep, and I'm here whether you're asleep or you're awake. I'll be here for you. I'm dedicated. I've been doing the show when this comes out for over 4 years, because you deserve a good night's sleep. That's really one of the things that drives me. The other thing that drives me is I've been there feeling alone, tossing and turning. And if my goofing around can help, I'd be honored to. So no pressure to fall asleep, no pressure to listen. Like, believe me, you're going to quickly learn. So I had these two words that popped into my brain. I guess technically it would be three words, mind meld and mentalist. And I think mentalists probably were people that perform. I don't even know what a mind meld is. I think it's like similar to a mind reading. I think it's like if you take a mind reader in a seance and you combine them into a magic show, that's one kind of mind meld. You know, the other kind of mind meld, I think maybe there's three kinds. I guess, oh boy, I didn't realize how deep we could go with this mind melding stuff. I guess then there's another one, you know, that usually happens in a laboratory with Tesla coils and bubbling stuff. And, you know, someone with an assistant, a scientist with the E, V to the I to the L to be, you know, maybe just misguided genius scientist, or just a misguided scientist too. And they may try mind melding. I mean, of course, who's our favorite mad scientist is Rick from Rick and Morty. And I don't know there is a lot of near mind melding action. I'm thinking of an episode, there was a demelding episode this season three. I don't want to get too distracted here. So that's one kind of mind melding where you're combining two minds or, you know, and then there's like the movie. This would be, I guess this is mind melding. It's mind changing, though. I guess it isn't melding. There's the movies like, of course, none of the names. The one I watched the most as a kid was Kirk Cameron and Dudley Moore, where they changed brain, their minds, I didn't think they melded or big. That wasn't a mind melding either. Pondering mind melding in cinema. It's course 301. It's by adjunct professor Scooter. So there's one with Jodie Foster, I think, maybe. And I remember the one with Kirk Cameron and Dudley Moore. I think who else has been in a mind-melding one? But those are more switcheroo movies. I think they're usually called the switcheroo. 16 to 31 or something. 31 going on 16. That was a more modern one, I think. Something like that. 16 going on 12 going on 30. I guess it's more of a brain change or consciousness change. I guess it is a full brain change because in the Dudley Moore Kirk Cameron one, Kirk Cameron's a teen and Dudley Moore's a surgeon and their brains switch. So then the high school body of Kirk Cameron has Dudley Moore's brain. And I know I can hear what you're saying. Isn't Dudley Moore English and Kirk Cameron's from the Midwest? And I'd say possibly, I'm not sure. You may be getting Arthur. It'd be cool if Arthur changed his brain with Dudley Moore. Okay, here's a question. Being John Malkovich, is that an example of mind melding in cinema? That'll be on a quiz in my course. I have the first Coursera course never to have zero customers. Because I only ask questions. What's the course? So it's questions about mind melding in modern cinema. Cinema or cinema? Well, one of those things. So I guess we, like, there, like, mind melding's a topic I can talk about clearly. And here's the thing. I'll take my meld to my mind right now and make a proposal for you. Were you thinking about whatever was keeping you awake while I was going on that tangent there? And I didn't even get to mentalists, but maybe for I'll have to save that for another time. That is one of the characters that I want to write. And one of the more, like, they're a kind of magician, in my opinion. I don't know. I'm not a foremost expert on mentalism. And I think I find all magic, like, I am easily fooled. So I love magic and I love mentalism, you know, when it's for entertainment purposes only. Like, don't try melding with my mind. Because it'll be, like, it'll be your problem. It'll be good luck with that. Yeah, but, like, I love, like, you know, like they'd say, like, this is a very basic example of mentalists. They say, think of a number between 1 and 1,000, and they would guess the number instantly. And you say, how the heck did you do that? They say, 964. And you say, whoa. And they say, well, I mind meld. You know, maybe they did mind meld. That would be more of a number. Like, so that's a mentalist. I don't know what that has to do with anything other than I think mentalists, maybe that's part of their act. I don't want to say that, but their performance, that at some point they mind meld with like an audience member, you know, to do something cool. But yeah, so yeah, by the way, it's a podcast to put you to sleep, believe it or not. I'm here to help you fall asleep. I'm just here to ramble, to distract you with stuff just on the edge of inane. Banter, barely banter, kind of like with a banter cast. So I'm glad you're here. The reason I make this show is because I've been there. Woke up at 5 this morning, so tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting back to trouble staying asleep, I guess, in that case. So if I can help you, it would be my honor, because I really do deserve a good night's sleep. And I hope I can help this podcast. So unfortunately, it doesn't work for everybody. I get, you know, clearly, but some of you may have already hung up, and I understand that. Some of you may still be listening. And believe me, I got it. I've gotten every email already. So don't get it. Don't, you know, just go, you know, move on. Check out some Coursera courses or something. LibriVox. There's other podcasts out there that, you know, or, you know, nature sounds, old-time radio. That's another thing that's popular to fall asleep to. So check some of that stuff out. I'm sorry I can't help, but, you know, give it a few tries. That's what almost every review says. First time you listen to the show, you're like, what the heck? Second time you say, what's up with it? Why is this dulcet so creaky? And ideally, the third or fourth time you start falling asleep really good, and I become your boyfriend. So I'm here to help. I appreciate you, of all the podcasts out there, choosing this one to give a try to. And as I said, and as they say in every intro, I really hope and I really yearn. I work very hard, so I help you fall asleep. Thanks for stopping by. All right. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fearless Flyer Review, where I review the Fearless Flyer, which is kind of like somewhere between a catalog and a piece of marketing that comes in the mail, and they give it out to the store, Trader Joe's. And Trader Joe's is a smaller, if you're an I don't know if they take investors, but I was like, with all this grocery store stuff going on, Trader Joe's is really a good job, like making money per square foot. I know that much. I read that somewhere in the news. Apparently, they don't make enough to pay me anything, and so I pay them. So this isn't a sponsored. If it is, you know, if it is, you'll hear me laughing in some sort of sub-in. But so Trader Joe's is a smaller grocery store. Most of their items would be considered store brand or generic. Though generic might be, you know, like, because they name the stuff and they try to give it nice packaging. So it'd be more store brand. Not that different than Costco has Kirkland Signature. So I guess it's a little different, though. Where Trader Joe's, it's like Trader Joe's, or they have Italian stuff, Trader Giotto. And so they have this way of letting people know, like of steering your attention, I guess, called the Fearless Flyer. It's printed on newsprint or paper. And it kind of goes through like what products they want to highlight, or what seasonal products they have, or what new products they have. And when you look at it as a piece of marketing, it really is brilliant. It's kind of like it has a nostalgia element. It has a lot of humor, and it also highlights stuff. It does entice you. I mean, or at least it entices me. I can't speak for everybody. And so every 50 episodes or so, I like to go through the Fearless Flyers. This time I have, like, we'll be looking back on the summer. As you're listening to this episode, we'll be in the pumpkin season. But we'll probably do those, you know, after. This is a look back always, you know, so I had time to test stuff out. And yes, I do most of my shopping. I use meal delivery, Blue Apron, and then Trader Joe's. That's how I do. I don't like the big supermarkets. I mean, I find Trader Joe's it offers very good pricing as well. And as I say, like one of my, like I look at the milk my daughter drinks, the cost of a pound of coffee that tastes good. Also, I think cheese sticks, like whatever they're called, string cheese, like you think that even is like a good barometer of value. But so Trader Joe's is just a small supermarket. I think it's spreading across the country. In some places, it might be over busy. Where I live, let's see, there's a Trader Joe's like in my area next to a big supermarket. Now, you do have to go to a big supermarket or something if you need something like bleach or distilled vinegar or, as we found out in one episode, Worcestershire sauce, stuff like that. Trader Joe's doesn't have everything. I actually have two fearless flyers here from the summer. They really were going hard. And this time I was trying to highlight some of the art on it because it starts with the Summer Times. It looks like a newspaper, a tabloid newspaper, and it's from June 2017. It says, "We dive in deep and keep it light, volume one, number 6.5. And I don't know what that means. Also, Fearless Flyers trademarked, but I'm, you know, this is free advertising, so don't bother me, please. And it has like a beautiful like watercolor on the header part of the page, along with some sort of a crustacean, like a shrimp or something, in a top, doffing its top hat and cane, and then some birds flying, and then the shrimp or whatever saying, "Are you Scandinavian?" And then it says parentheses swimmers, page 4. So let's check this out. First front page, we have a taste of refreshment is the first section. It talks about the watermelon effect, which is just Trader Joe's watermelons for $2.99. I didn't purchase any watermelons this year, but it says a thump will reveal a hollow sound and the rind should be dull and easy to scratch. I do like watermelon. I just find like it's just me and my daughter, so we're buying a whole watermelon. I don't know. I guess I don't love, I like watermelon. I don't love it because it doesn't get hot here in the northern part of California. Or who are we kidding? We're in the middle of California, I think. The upper, the bottom of the top 33% or whatever. Northern California, I guess. What am I, like, what's this, mistaken geography class? But so, yeah, I don't buy a lot of watermelon. This is another one, organic mango lemonade. I haven't tried this, mostly because I make my own lemonade, or try to. And I'm not, like, I like mango occasionally. But again, it's not, like, something I crave. Like, you know, when you're eating somewhere, you say, what is that taste? And they say, well, it's a mango lemonade. You say, it's good. I think, like, there's this, I haven't tried that, but now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh, I could drink that. 64 ounces for $3.79. And so when summer's over, you can create it in an instant with just a tiny taste. Then they have like a nice hand with a spoon full of matcha powder, matcha tea powder. And this has kind of been a big thing, at least in the Bay Area, for maybe 5 or 6 years. I think I've had matcha tea. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it. And then, you know, like museums have started these night events. I think there was like one of the nighting events was called matcha. I don't know if it looks like M-A-T-C-H-A. They have matcha JoJo's, which are their sandwich cookies, like Oreo Hydrox. Yeah, these are more two crunchy golden biscuity cookies with a sweet cream filling flavored with real matcha green tea powder. Enough said. So if you like that, I mean, it's probably gone because this is from June 2017, but maybe next summer. And I don't know the difference between matcha tea and green tea. Let's see what it says. Unsweetened matcha green tea. It comes in a little green can. Unsweetened, refreshing matcha green tea. Crack open a can and, so this is in a can. It's best served chill, 99 cents each can. So that's a matcha green tea. So I think I had it maybe last time was at a tea shop with my brother, and I think I like it. It's like a powder, green powder. I don't know if it's a superfood, okay? Part of my brain just asked me, is this considered a superfood? Maybe we should buy a bunch of it. I don't know. But let me get to, I'd say the buy of the summer is coming up after one more thing that I literally just tried. So I have some personal experience with these next two things. The first is honey mango cream shave. The cream for a clean, close shave, leaving your skin smooth and refreshed. with pleasant scents of mango and honey. Gentle, creamy, non-foaming, foaming, paraben-free, vitamin E, aloe vera, $349 for a squeezable tube, a smooth value, they say. And I literally just bought this yesterday and used it. I haven't shaved with a razor. I know the last time I can remember shaving with a razor is April of 2016. I know since then I shaved one other time with a razor. Because when I got to work, people thought there was, they said, what's going on with you? You okay? And I said, no, I shaved with a razor. Because usually I just like trim, I don't know. I like to be, you know, I'm an introvert. I like to be cloaked, even with a little facial hair. But, you know, I'll just trim my, you know, I'll use a electric thing, beard trimmer, go down to one. And then once the kids at work start making fun of me, then I trim it. I just let my hair grow. Yeah, but at the time it's recording, my brother's getting married, so I wanted to shave like a few days ahead of time, you know, so I didn't do it the first time before the day, you know, before his wedding. So this a couple days ago, I picked up this guy said I need shaving cream. I had gone so long, I'd had some shave gel in my shower, and the only time I'd used it was twice in the last 18 months. So literally twice in the last 18 months. And because of the exposure to whatever humidity or whatever in my shower, it didn't work. It had stuff in there. And I tried everything I could to get it out, but it said, no, this has been, we've been sitting around too long. So I bought this honey mango cream shave thing. And, it, you know, like I did a pre-shave with an electric and then I shaved. And it had been a while, so it wasn't exactly, I did get a very smooth shave. The stuff smelled wonderful. And I probably the jury's out, like, because I'll shave two or three more times for the wedding. But I really did like the smell. I said, this smells really good. And it seemed to do good shaving. It's just, I guess I have like I have baby soft skin, by the way. That's why I got to cover it up. That's like the only thing I can remember about Archie Bunker. I think like I was a little bit too young for that show. And we studied it in a class in college, you know, about Archie's belief system and whatever, not too important, but I remember one episode, the one thing he kept secret was that he had baby soft skin, and his wife Edith revealed that to his neighbors or something. And I guess I'd say, I don't know if I'd grade this, I'd say, well, I think so far so good. But this one, this next one is the deal of the summer. And I have bought two of these, and I've had to attempt to tell myself not to buy any more. And as someone that, like, does a lot of walking, like, I have multiple backpacks, and that records podcasts on location. And again, at this price point, you really cannot beat this. And when you think about people that overthink stuff, this is called the Mineral Sunscreen Stick. And it's formulated with non-nano zinc oxide, meaning its particles are large enough to create a top-of-the-skin barrier, water-resistant up to 8 minutes. Blended with coconut and olive oils, or avocado oils, natural waxes, and other stuff, doesn't leave behind a chalky white residue, PABA-free, fragrance-free, never tested on animals, $5.99 a stick. And it's one of those little rectangular sunscreen sticks. And I have one in my, like, go kit for recording on location podcasts, along with headache medicine and cough drops and lip balm. Because that's the worst if you're out recording a podcast and you realize you don't have sunscreen. You know, like, and then for backpacks, when I walk from one work location to the other, it really is. And $5.99 is like, if you go to a supermarket, you don't know the ingredients. But I don't think it's like zinc oxide, which is the best, they say, especially if it doesn't leave like a chalky white residue. And so this is something you can keep with you. And I wouldn't use this if you're going to the beach or anything, but this is like good for your face, your ears, and your neck and your arms when you're caught without sunscreen or you need a second application. Because you're spending the day, you know, cruising the town or whatever. So that's the buy of the summer. And I mean, as long as they have it in stock, I'd say if you see it, pick one up. Okay, what else is on the front page? O's, strawberry yogurt O's. I haven't had these. I guess these are like a bit like Cheerios, but they're made from coated in yogurt. I don't know if I could eat a box of these. Crunchy freeze-dried strawberries coated with yogurt. The O's are coated with yogurt. It does sound good if it makes your milk taste like strawberry quick. Yeah, but it's a risky buy. I mean, in my opinion, like I would rate this as a hold if I was a stockbroker and wait and see if somebody says you got to eat these. Or if you eat it at somebody's house and it makes the milk turn pink and then you can drink the milk, then I would upgrade it to a buy. They do have a version of Cinnamon Toast Crunch that I do purchase from time to time. And that's good. I'd rate that as buy. I think this is good. Like, it could get a show on CNBC now. The Trader Joe's Hour. Hopefully they would pay for that. Because I don't think, like, Ted Turner, like, allows this nonsense like I do, where you just give away the farm. Oh, also, there's a cool, 1920s mustache person, man, I think, with a helmet, a pith helmet that has an umbrella attached to it. So kind of like those umbrella hats you see people wearing. And he also has a tie on, a nice profile shot. And it says, before Trader Joe's mineral sunscreen stick, this invention was quite clever. And then they say, take a dip, longboard tortilla chips, 100% organic stone corn, white corn. Tortilla chips, I don't buy a lot of chips in general, so I can't really give a view of that one. And then roasted tomatillo and mango salsa, tangy tomatillos, green chilies, sweet tart mango, corn, black beans, and a pinch of ghost chili to give it a kick, $2.99. I did buy some salsa that may have been this one. It had mangoes and corn in it, and it took a while to finish the jar, so I'd say a hold for mango lovers, definitely a buy. I'd upgrade it to a buy if you love mangoes. I love tomatillos, and I find if you like tomatillo salsa, you're probably better off just making it yourself. And I guess we could talk about salsa for a minute. The gulf between even Trader Joe's, as much as I love them, between jarred salsas and fresh salsas from a taqueria, and then like premium salsas that are locally made. I don't know the brand we have here in Northern California, but I know it's like a little bit more pricey. But when you have one of those salsas, especially with chips, these premium salsas, I think the one in California has like stick figures maybe. And it comes in a plastic container instead of a jar. And maybe it's something that has to do with, like, pasteurization or, like, because you got put in a jar, you got to heat it up and stuff. It's just a night and day. So, say, if you're a salsa fan, you know, that's something you should spend your money on or make at home. And if you want a great way to make your own salsas, I think there's a book, Everyday Mexican, I think, that's pretty good. I think I used some recipes from there before to make salsa. And then there's also a picture of a strawberry with a hat on it. It looks like a hat has a bow, and it says, what's in a name, that by which we call a strawberry, oh. Also, I'm just seeing on the bottom right corner, it says NorCal. So this flyer is for Northern California. That's interesting. Never noticed that before. Let's hop to the back page because this is only a four-page one, but, you know, that's the next level of, featuring. And they have, like, an Alice in Wonderland character is standing in front of a coffee cup. Her neck is gone. She's gone tall. And it says, six quite possible things for breakfast, sunrise. Let's see, Lease Cafe, coffee's light roast showcases the blends of Kenyan, Tanzanian, and Ethiopian coffees and emulates a roast from North. I haven't tried that. $7.99. But it comes in a can. I don't know why I don't trust coffee in a can. Plus $7.99. I like my coffee at $5.99. And some listeners do send me coffee. So, I don't see any reason to strain. I've been drinking a lot of cold coffee, thanks to our listener, Melissa. And I guess if the coffee comes up again, I'll talk more about that. Then avocado citrus yogurt, whole milk Greek yogurt, buttery soft avocados, blood orange juice, and cane sugar, 99 cents in a 5.3-ounce cup. Doesn't sound like it might taste. So I'd probably skip that. And I know my daughter probably wouldn't eat it. Shortcake biscuits. I love shortcake. Mama said shortening bread, and I said, yes, I love it. I don't know. I don't know if I've seen this in the bakery section. Maybe I did. Maybe I tried to make strawberry shortcake. Yeah, no, I have bought these. I tried to make strawberry shortcake. I'm going to buy these again. 10-ounce package of four. Yeah, these are good for strawberry shortcake. Copious amounts of real butter, cut by hand, rich yet lace taste. These are really good, actually. Now I'm remembering. It's been a while. I highly recommend them. Then mango black tea. I think we covered enough mangoes. Carrot juice, $3.99. Oof, the 32-ounce bottle. I don't know. There was one point when my ex, she had bought a juicer and we drank a lot of carrot juice. I can see the appeal in it. I don't know. Something about my gut, like similar to that, I don't like zoos because I think I was a zooed animal once. Maybe I was a carrot, but I like carrots. Maybe I was like a juicer or something. Maybe I was just carrot shards, like carrot pulp in a previous life. I don't know, so I'd have to pass. I guess, like, if I started making smoothies or something, I think, like, I did for a while, I was buying, there's a purple carrot and beet juice or something, or purple carrot something juice that for a while I was buying, but this was, like, 5 or 6 years ago to make smoothies with. That was when I was still drinking, so I was constantly obsessed with superfoods, trying to counteract my drinking problem. So now they kind of feel like, well, you know, I'll just eat some vegetables. Peach Bellini jam, has Prosecco in it. So I probably can drink that, cause it's supposed to be like a drink. I don't know about peach jam anyway. My daughter, believe it or not, my daughter doesn't like jams or jellies. So we don't have, I do sometimes I'll be in the mood for like a PB&J. But I don't have a lot of jams around the house. Then nutritional yeast, active yeast, culture and simple sugars, then deactivated, fortified with B vitamins, 3 grams of protein. Never tried this. Sprinkle on your favorite foods like cheese. I don't know if you do this, so like, let me know about it. Is it good? Think about trying it. Then turmeric, this is a supplement. I think you can buy turmeric, though, like in Trader Joe's, like powder to mix in stuff. It's from the turmeric root. It's supposed to be good for you, but, you know, I can't comment on those things. And here's a dessert. There was a picture of a lavender flower that has a spoon that says, let's jam. This is Dessert Ed Island, 6 month aged Manchego cheese. That's a sheep cheese, so I avoid those. Like I said, I can taste the goat and goat cheese and probably the sheep and sheep's cheese. Mango and cream ice cream. I think I've talked about this in other podcasts. I had a bad experience as a child with a creamsicle, an orange creamsicle. So I'm not kidding. I was permanently traumatized. So anything even remotely close to the flavor of orange creamsicle, I can never get even close to. Like one of the few things that has like me, you know, 100%. And people laugh at this, and like people in my life, my daughter even, They say, ha, 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 what do you mean you can't taste an orange creamsicle, Dad? What, like, no, no, you please keep it away from me. I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. I just had a bad run-in with an orange creamsicle, or maybe I just don't like them. And then, so I don't know why I ate it. I know it was at Sylvan Beach somewhere in the 80s. And that was it. Me and creamsicles were done. And so anything with a cream and a fruit, like in a, I don't know, especially in a like a artificial way like that, just keep it away from me. That's, if you want to stay on my good, like, it's not even my good side. If you come at me with creamsicle, it's over. So mango and cream ice cream just sounds too close. Brie bites, that sounds good. But I don't know if I need to be eating brie, you know. Then we have coffee, ice cream, sandwiches. This sounds good. I didn't buy it. I think in the past I talked about my policy with coffee, ice cream. And actually in my freezer right now, I have like a cold brewed ice cream popsicles or creamsicles. And they're pretty good, but I just occasionally eat them because never the right time of day, I feel like. But these are brownie crisps, coffee ice cream with coffee syrup, Colombian coffee extract, and ground espresso. So it sounds strong. It may be a little too much chocolate. I mean, I'm like a would want a vanilla cookie and coffee together. And I don't know about a brownie crisp because the thing of an a la mode situation for me, brownie a la mode is great, but it's like... Brownie needs the right density, and it's got a heat, so then it's melting, and something's been caramelized. So the brownie has to have some give to it, and then it has to be vanilla ice cream. So I guess I would say a whole, I mean, that would be like a open to your, you know, to, investors on their own. Let's see what else we have here. Key lime pie. I love key lime pie, but I don't know if I've ever bought it at Trader Joe's. I mean, to be honest, I'm trying to buy a lot less sweets at Trader Joe's. And it's not easy. So, like, this would probably be on my list because it sounds delicious. 17-ounce key pie, $5.49. I love it with a graham cracker crunch. So I would say buy, you know, depending on what your sweet policy is. Then a jalapeno limeade, sweet, spicy, and sour. I love limeade, but again, I like to make it myself. This sounds like a pretty good 32-ounce bottle for $2.29. But I guess in my case, I would look at the thing and say, well, if I'm going to have something like this, I'd rather just have soda because soda has caffeine in it. I guess that's kind of a simple way to look at it, but a lot of these sweet drinks, if I'm not making it at home, like lemonade or limeade, and I consider it some sort of cheat or like a luxury, you'd say, well, would I want jalapeno limeade or Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb or cherry cola? And it, to me, it's a no-brainer, you know. Kitchen sink dunkers. These are the best things since sliced bread, they say. All butter cookies with everything but the kitchen sink. Chocolate chunks, pecans, raisins, sunflower seeds. A little bit too much for me. I mean, I love shortbread, so might try this. Actually, maybe I should open my or butter cookies because maybe this is like a different version of a pecan sandy, which I love with milk. I've talked about that too. But then the raisins and the chocolate chunks, they say, well, what's the ratio there? So I put that on hold. This is all against a melange picture of like a big circle with a beach shot and spoons and forks and cheese and ice cream and birds and sun and glasses. And at the bottom, we have a Scandinavian fish trying to get to the key lime pie. It says, if only I could reach the pie. And it has Scandinavian swimmers, not quite gummy in texture, a candy class unto themselves, bursting with fruit flavors, spirulina and fruit and vegetable, colored with spirulina fruits and vegetable extracts. There's a blue dolphin, a red lobster, a seahorse, and a rockfish. And that's funny. They say rock flavored. Just kidding. Tastes like orange. each 14-ounce aquarium-themed resealable pouch, $2.99. That would seem like good, something good to bring to the movies, because you could put it in your pocket. It says it's resealable. So I would say, like, if I can't buy them, because I still have some Sour Patch Trader Joe's. Yeah, but if you're in a position to buy them, I would say go for it for sure. Okay, so now we're on the inside. This is Grill Ed. So I guess this is like education, to grill or not to grill. What a ridiculous question. 'Tis nobler in the heat to cook the burgers and dogs of outrageous flavor, or to go further with steaks and skewers. And by grilling them thus, to eat, to socialize, to enjoy, and by enjoy, say we're stuffed, hashtag gay Hamlet. And let's start with the imagery on this. There's a beautiful painting of a woman with a tattoo and pink and purple hair done in watercolor and kind of a plum-colored outfit. A really lovely picture. And she says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of stellar drinks. And then there's a fork, two forks with some fruit in the middle. And let's see what they have on here. 6 pieces of organic chicken. I do buy this from time to time, split breasts and 4 drumsticks. I used to buy more. The only problem with drumsticks is I thought my daughter loved them, but she doesn't love them as much as I thought. So, and drumsticks can be tricky with skin to cook if you're grilling them. It takes a lot of attention. Then they have all-natural premium Angus top sirloin. I think I bought that, $12.99 a pound, I think. Then they have organic grass-fed ground beef. I do, that's $6.99 a pound, $0.50 less than last summer. I don't know if this is the one in the freezer section. I have bought that a few times, and it's pretty good. Turkey burgers, I haven't tried those. Grilled jerk chicken with mango chutney. I love jerk chicken, but I haven't seen this, so I really can't comment on it. I don't know if it's already cooked. Yeah, I think it already is. These organic grass-fed beef, uncured beef hot dogs, I think these ones I bought, and they're like off the charts good. They also have the Applegate Farms ones, usually at Trader Joe's. And between, like, there's also these jumbo dogs they have. I don't know if these are the uncured ones. They really do. I mean, I'm coming from upstate New York where we really had good hot dogs. And I know I've talked about this before, but they do have good hot dogs at Trader Joe's. And those Applegate Farms ones are really low in saturated fat for kids, and they're pretty tasty. They don't, as an adult hot dog, I think they're pretty good, but the Trader Joe's jumbo ones, they have a really nice natural skin on there. Now, they have Trader Joe's hot dog buns. I don't recommend those unless you're like just shopping for convenience, which I normally am. I think it's because Trader Joe's freezes a lot of their baked goods and then ships them and then lets them thaw. And I don't think hot dog buns, they probably need more chemicals. They don't need natural freezing. They think that's just part of being American, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I think if you really want a traditional hot dog bun, you got to go to the big supermarket and get the ones that are shelf-stable for thousands of years. Slivered almonds, I haven't tried those, but those are always good. Then they have condiments, sharp cheddar slices. They buy those all the time. Spicy dill pickle chips. Those sound pretty good. Only dill pickles. Again, sweet pickles I don't like. Maybe because there was this service called Sweet Pickles as a kid where you'd get books and stuff, and I never got that, and I was jealous. But I don't like sweet pickles or relish. Mango chipotle barbecue sauce, probably pass. Reduced guilt guacamole. I think I've tried this. I prefer make my own guacamole. Really, dude, this is a tough, fearless flyer. Organic potato chips, those are pretty good. Trader Joe's does have good kettle-style crunchy chips. and organic coleslaw. I haven't tried that, but that sounds pretty good. $1.99. Then they have a little nuts comic showing a bird standing on a jar of nuts. How do you get your nuts to stay so fresh? I guess it just shows you closing the bag. Fresh little bags keep them fresh. Bali wants some nuts. Maybe it's other, like this is Rainbow Ends Trail Mix with candy coat. It's chocolate, turmeric, spirulina. Oh, at least they have how it's colored. Turmeric, spirulina, and red radish powders, and then coconut wax. Roasted and salted peanuts, almonds, and raisins. Maybe I'll try that. Okay, and then the salad-ish days. This is on the next page. Cauliflower pizza crust. I think our friend Melissa that listens to the podcast and a few other people said that that was a winner. I haven't tried it yet, but I know a few listeners have said the cauliflower pizza crust is good, but I haven't tried it. Quinoa cowboy burgers. I've tried their tricolor quinoa. I've tried that. That's but this one is a vegetarian burger, quinoa, black beans, and seasonings. This might be good for breakfast. I'll have to look at that with an egg on top. Depending on like the ingredients, you know, with vegetarian burgers, you really got to look over the ingredients, in my opinion. Then burritos. I don't know if I've bought a, are these frozen or fresh in the refrigerated case? I never tried those, but they have pork carnitas, carne asada. So that might be worth trying. I have not tried it, and maybe a chicken one, chicken asada too. Oh no, no carne asada, just chicken asada. And hand rolled, $3.99 each. So it's a little bit less than a normal store bought, like a, I guess a burrito in California is kind of like, why don't you just go to a taqueria? Let's see. So down here we have, they have a person diving into a bottle and then a person like swinging on, and they have a nice pencil. And they actually have the end of the comic with a flying squirrel and a bird saying $4.99 for that rainbow trail mix. Salad palette super greens. I never saw these. Broccoli, walnuts, edamame, green beans, and feta cheese. That's why I'm not a fan of feta. Corn, basil, and burrata ravioli. Sounds interesting, but not. Sweet and spicy mango dressing. Mango jicama slaw. Tropical mango salad. You get the point? They did a lot of mango purchasing. And then mini carnations. So Trader Joe's is another good place. I don't buy flowers. I don't think I have a flower vase. Let's run through this August one. I feel like the Purple Joe's maize flakes. Did we go through this one? I feel like I talked about those. It's like a purple cornflakes, purple maize, organic sriracha and garlic barbecue sauce. I have that. That's pretty tasty. These are a good snack. Peanut butter pretzels, $2.99. Those are a good snack for your kids' lunch. If they eat peanut butter, mandarin orange chicken, is that the same as the is that the same as the orange chicken in the oven? That's legendary. The Trader Joe's orange chicken. Maybe that's the frozen one. It's a little fried chicken with a mandarin orange sauce. Okay, this one is going to be controversial. Carne asada authentica. I have had this and I don't, I can't recommend it, to be honest. I hate to do that, but I straight can't recommend it. It's just not, awesome. You can go to, a local grocery store or make your own carne asada. So I hate to totally burn Trader Joe's, but, I think like if you're desperate or something, but I have not found a way to cook it where it tastes as good as like something you can get locally. But here's a nice side, spatchcocked lemon rosemary chicken. I've had this a few times, baked it in the oven, and it's really easy to prepare, and you can prepare some potatoes under it. I think I put potatoes under it, and it really comes out delicious. $3.99 a pound. And so easy to prepare. and it's already seasoned and everything. And I go with a strong buy on that. Dark chocolate peanut butter cups, can't go wrong. 13 roses for $5.99, can't go wrong with that. We're just pressed for time, so I'll just go through. Brewed ginger beer. This stuff is good. They have Reed's ginger beer and Trader Joe's brand ginger beer, kind of like ginger ale. And I try not to buy soda, but when I do, when I'm, it's a nice ginger. It's good, and it's 100%. It's just soda. Unexpected cheddar. I've never had that creamy cheddar. I'll have to try that. Here's a little thing. It says, did you know Trader Joe's first introduced our private label product in 1972? It was granola. Guchun Hojang Gochujang almonds. I know I've had this sauce with some Blue Apron meals, and it's good. I can't pronounce it. It's a Korean fermented condiment, and it's delicious. So maybe I'll try these almonds. I don't know if I want my almonds super spicy, though, but $4.99 seems like a thing. Seasoning salt, oh boy, $1.99, strong buy. If you don't already have seasoned salt, this stuff is really good. And there's no MSG. It's good. It really is tasty to mix into stuff that you want to season with seasoning salt. It has that nice, I haven't tried it on fries or potatoes, actually, but it's delicious. Yeah, Green Dragon hot sauce. This is kind of like a green sriracha. I bought this, but I haven't really used it, so I can't really give a, I'd say put it on hold. Orchids, I should probably buy that because you don't need a thing. I don't know if I've seen those there. Just mango slices. That would probably be the mango item I would actually buy. 8 pockets of pita. They have pita bread, and I think they have whole wheat and white pita bread. And those are pretty good. My daughter's not totally sold on pita. I remember as a kid, my mom would make pita for like a... She was into pitas, like stuffing a pita for dinner. I think with 6 kids, that's like an actual fun thing, like tacos and pita. I don't even know what we would put in there. Fearless Flyer debuted in 1985, according to this. Trader Joe's Premium Extra Virgin Olive Oil. They have a great selection of olive oil, so I usually just buy a different kind every time. Hold the Cone. Those are mini cones, kind of like mini... which I don't know what those are called, the mini ice cream cones. Haven't bought those. Again, I'm trying to cut back on sweets, but then they have their own chocolate syrup called Midnight Moo. We're just about out of chocolate syrup, so I may be buying that. Dress Circle Crispy Crunchy Chocolate Chip Cookies. I don't know what those are. I'll have to look because I can't even picture them. $3.99. So I don't know. They also make a great pie crust, according to this. Cauliflower crust pizza, mango, sticky mango spring rolls, chicken tikka masala. How does this come? I've never tried this. Basmati rice on the side, 5 minutes in the microwave. My daughter's finally getting into curries, so maybe I could get into this. But I usually, who's that? The Naked Chef, Jamie Oliver. He's got a great book called Every Day. I don't know what his book's called, but it was like the one to try to get more people to cook at home and eat healthy. And like he has a lot of great curry recipes and Indian food recipes. So I would look into that. Wild salmon burgers. I've had those a few times. Those aren't bad. I like if you want a quick fish taco, salmon burgers are a great way to go. Organic toaster pastries. I have the brown sugar and cinnamon ones, kind of like Pop-Tarts. They're good. Oolong tea. I love oolong tea. But my brother, he buys a lot of tea, so he gives me milk, some sort of milk oolong. So I usually just get my tea from him. The super green drink powder, that's probably a superfood, so I can't buy that because I would overdo it. Then they have a bird in a suit who says, I have a head for fashion, and I do my shopping at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, where top hat and tails were optional, but great values, always in fashion. Trader Joe's, they didn't sponsor this podcast. They should have, though. Kohlrabi salad blend. This is another buy of the summer. Strong buy on this one. Really strong buy. This is what we'll finish up with, probably. Again, this is a great deal. It's not, I wouldn't have it just as a salad. I like to have like a mixed green salad and then sprinkle this on the top. It adds a great crunch, and it has kohlrabi, and I think it has some beets in there too. I think this is the one. Yeah, sweet tasting shredded kale, golden beets, and red cabbage with kohlrabi. And it's just like little sticks, like almost julienne sticks. Really good, $1.99. Along with that sunscreen, buy of the summer. I've been buying this every time they have it in stock, which is not even every time. If they don't have that, I'll buy the Cruciferous Crunch, which is similar, or I'll switch and alternate. Organic broccoli slaw, I'm sure that's delicious. Plum cots. My daughter's kind of allergic to stone fruit, so she says, she does, she gets her mouth tingles. Chicken thighs, all natural and boneless. This is always, you know, those are always a good thing to have in your freezer. Matcha green tea lemonade. These are things you could try, think about trying. Mozzarella and tomato salad, $3.49. That's always delicious. Yeah, I'm just going to go through the hummus, always good. Pre-sliced mozzarella, bruschetta sauce, red refresh herbal tea. That sounds pretty good. I might try that if they still have that. Mango kefir whole milk, facial cleansing oil, ice cream sandwiches that are sublime. I don't know if I've tried those. Oh yeah, these are the ones I buy. Chocolate chip cookies, yeah. Those are good. Yeah, strong buy on that. They're just like, those are the best. Those are really good. And to close out the night, organic corn chips. Those are like Fritos, I think. Those are really good. Organic chip dippers. I like those. Triple ginger snaps. I still haven't tried those. And then they have a cold brew concentrate for organic French and roast. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, ever since the listener, one of our listeners, Melissa, sent me a way to make a cold brew coffee, I've gotten hooked. And so what I'll do is I'll actually use a French, like normally, I think maybe just the way I prepare my coffee, like I would have like maybe a flavored French vanilla coffee on the weekend sometimes. But man, when you make a French vanilla, like flavored coffee, cold brew, you don't need anything in there. It's like 100% pure gold. So think about that. And it's super cheap to make your own cold brewed coffee and really easy. And so thanks, Melissa. Thanks, everybody. And good night. All right. Well, thanks to people on Twitter. I've been a little while low. Sarah, everybody at Fit Bottom Girls Podcast, Hedvig. Aaron M, just Sarah, Tiffany, online with Tiff. Thank you very much. Sleepless over at Why We Can't Sleep. That's another thing to check out. Kia, Paige, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thanks and good night. Skylar, Michael, Dr. Revo, Sam, Tall, Lewis, Alexandria, posting all the articles. Thank you. Ill Will. Your good friend Leebox. Haven't heard from our friend Leebox in a little while. Good to have you back. Sally W. Thanks and good night. DeBono dog behavior and all the dogs over there. What's up, dogs? What's up? Good night. Thanks and good night. Babs, be like Babs, everybody. Spread the word about the show. Thanks. Anxious Canuck, you make me less anxious. Ashley, thanks for the kind words. Debbie M, thanks for the selfie and the kind words. Double L, full of stars, thanks and good night. Jelly Sock, thanks and good night. Librarian Sarah, thanks. Matt W, thanks and good night. Rauda, thanks and good night. Margot, thank you and good night. Graham, Dr. Graham, and it's Papa. What's up? Thank you and good night. Lori, yes, thanks and good night. Reminds me to say thanks and good night to Harold. Thank you. C. Henry, thank you and good night. Jody A to the B, thank you and good night. Chris D, thanks and good night. It was props to Anderson Cooper and Jerry Seinfeld. Draw Monkey Bath, thanks and good night. Book versus Movie Podcast, hopefully we'll see each other soon. Thanks and good night. Harmony, thank you. Danny, thank you. Richard Roman, thank you. Sarah Lou, thanks and good night. Old Gray Rabbit, you're a new Gray Rabbit to me. Thanks and good night. Texas Beck, thanks and good night. Lonnie, Laney, thanks and good night. Miss A to the Y, thanks for writing about the podcast. A girl with that has no name, Luna, except for Luna, thanks and good night. Anya, thank you and good night. Jane, thanks and good night. Jake, thank you and good night. Kath, thanks and good night. Elizabeth, thanks and good night. Pod Cannon, thank you and good night. Mark K, thank you and good night. Corey, thank you and good night. The Sophie, thanks and good night. Marina, thank you and good night. Magus, thanks and good night. Georgia, of course, thanks and good night. Thanks, Nasty Woman Law. Thanks, Happy Dogs, thank you and good night. Sika. Thanks and good night. Squanch, what's up? Thanks and good night. Cody and Dan, thanks and good night. Derek, thank you and good night. Holler at Hollow, thanks and good night. Peggy C, thank you and good night. Lucy W, thanks and good night. Aaron C, thanks and good night. Accent Strength, thanks and good night. Ian, thanks. Bucket, thank you. Josh, thanks. Everybody that was part of that Game of Thrones pod pack, thanks and good night. Mr. Bingo, thank you and good night. Sofs McGoats, thanks and good night. John, thank you and good night. Everybody at Farrell, thanks and good night. And Susan K, thanks and good night. Everybody on Twitter, good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Postie Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.